Today's podcast is brought to you by Behind the Tech with Kevin Scott. You can find his podcast on all major podcast platforms. You can find Paul Thurrott in all major states named Pennsylvania.
Yep. Hey, I just booked a flight. Actually, I should say my wife booked a flight. But that's going to happen before we go to Mexico City because we have to get my daughter back from college.
Mm.
And because of all the stuff going on over the next month, we don't have time to drive back and forth and rest. And all, you know, it's a long drive.
Yeah.
In like 2 days. So we're going to fly, rent a car, drive back. So this is going to happen.
Like, when? Yeah, like soon?
First week of May, I think.
Yeah. Ah, so you got a few weeks.
Yeah.
A few weeks. Well, there you go. That's exciting.
This plane is probably less wide than the room I'm in right now. It's one of those little... I'm going to get to fly out of the local airport, which is awesome, by the way. But it's going to be like a little tiny plane.
What I refer to as a canoe with wings.
Yes, full of COVID. Please sit down. We're distributing the COVID to everybody.
At this point, they just come around and spray you like, your COVID. We're yes. going to get herd immunity on this flight before we leave. And they just start blasting. Just
chant USA all the way to North Carolina.
Off to another blazing start on this episode. Something that Microsoft did announce yesterday. So they announced Edge 90, but there's a new feature called, and the first line of my post is like, you may remember a feature from Windows Phone called Kids Corner. It's like that, but for Edge. And so that's...
But for the thing we still have.
Yeah, for the thing that's actually being used by probably a growing number of people around the globe, unlike a lot of other end products. It's neat. There's a couple caveats to it. So first off, the way it works is you click your user icon and you hit kids mode. And like you click the button and it says, are they 5 to 8, 9 to 12? The biggest difference between those two buckets is 9 to 12 has MSN news with it, but it's like a heavily curated kids-only news.
That's the one we should all be getting, you know?
Yeah, like everything is... Anyways, so it has that. There's a couple things to know. First off, every site is whitelisted, so it comes with like a predefined site of whitelist. If a kid tries to go to a site that's not it, there's an authenticate challenge. Parent has to come in and touch it, or you know, put in their password or whatever to allow that. As of right now, I don't know if it's on mobile yet, but it's coming to mobile. But the whitelists do not sync between desktop and mobile, so that is coming.
That's problem these days at Microsoft.
Yeah, yeah. So that's not available. But the other one that's more sort of thing is it doesn't tie into Microsoft family and safety right now, which I thought that's like okay, like the whitelist, like okay, that'll come like or whatever, but I thought that they would have launched with like that integration because that's sort of like the big
is thing. It a truly personalized area for a particular kid, or is it just an age group? And
it's just
that might be what
the other thing is it doesn't require an MSA, which is one of like the features, which is why it's not tied in. But hopefully there'll be like an advanced version where you can actually tie it to an MSA, because for people like myself and you don't have kids that wouldn't need that. Like, actually, you should do it for your kids. I think that'd be hilarious.
They would find that to be so funny.
Dad, make me 9 through 12. I want to read the news. They would eventually allow all that. But that's if you use that heavily, this may not be the greatest feature. But for the vast majority of people or families that share a computer, the idea is that like, hey, mom's using it. You just turn this on. You know, your little kid takes over and you don't have to worry about what they can access. So,
I mean, it looks nice.
Yeah, they did it. They've done. I think there's like these fun whatever animations, all that. But they've also teamed up with like Disney to get some like, you know, backgrounds and things to make it really like kid friendly. Honestly, this is probably what my kid will use. Like, I mean, I don't know why I want it at this point.
Sure. It's fun.
You're fun.
It's fun. I can only appreciate it from afar, Brad.
I mean, you could use it and like see, like try to.
Right. I thought a Chromebook was a little too sophisticated, so I'm just using kids mode. It's my whole interface.
Oh, man. So, anyways, so that has been announced. There's new Fitness Plus stuff coming.
Yeah, they spew out all these names of trainers. Like, I'm supposed to know who these people are, so I didn't bother with any of that. But, yeah, new workouts, new trainers in other areas of workouts, you know, are new to that workout. And then Jane Fonda, if you ever wanted to take a walk with her, that audio experience where you're walking around with a celebrity kind of thing.
See, what I would pay for though is like Samuel L. Jackson sitting like in a recliner with a cigar, just like yelling at you, just
or like, just reacting to everything you do.
Yeah, just making you kind of put you down a little bit, just like smoking there and just yelling at you, like, yeah, more crunches. Just,
you haven't seen it, by the way, Hitman's Bodyguard.
I have not.
Oh, then watch that. It's amazing. And the sequel is coming out, I think, in June or something. There's a trailer for it, but classic, like Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson. Amazing.
I have not.
Well, now you have an assignment.
Is it on like one of the services, or do I got to pay for this?
Brent, I'm not. avclub.com. I don't know. It's probably on some of the stuff. I don't know.
You ask Paul a question and you get nothing.
Well, I don't know.
I'm just kidding.
I own it, so I can watch it that way.
avclub.com. What is
I don't know where things are streaming.
You can find it on Napster, maybe LimeWire. I don't know.
Apple can't solve this problem. Why would I be able to solve it? I don't know where stuff is.
Well, if you need to find some good stuff, you can find Behind the Tech with Kevin Scott. We are highlighting the first episode in the podcast, which is all about we're calling it Paul's Picks because it's Paul's favorite person. You can go to all your major podcast platforms. You can find Behind the Tech. It is with the Chief Technology Officer over at Microsoft, Kevin Scott, where he kind of dives behind the tech. It's in the name. It's in the podcast, and it's really well done. It's really, really well done. I highly recommend it. Reid Hoffman, there's an episode. There's Sam Altman of Y Combinator. Mae Jemison, the first African-American woman in space, as the list goes on and on. They actually just dropped a new episode, I think, a couple days ago, which we'll be talking about next week. So
cool.
You're cool.
Thank you. It's been kind of a slow week, it feels like.
Microsoft spent $19.7 billion. They launched a Surface Laptop
4. Yeah, but that was Monday, Brad. I mean, like, since then.
They launched Kids Mode. What else did they know?
New Teams hardware. Sort of, but not really.
Amazon Prime added a whole bunch of people.
Actually, that's a good thing to take a look at if you haven't, because it's more than just that. That's the one thing I pulled up. But they have like all these, they throw out these numbers finally, right? And the number they put on AWS, by the way, was a $50 billion annualized run rate, which I believe means, you know, kind of averaged out for the year, I guess, or whatever. So $12.5 billion in revenue per quarter, if I'm doing the math on that right. On average.
Math on Friday is a little bit better than math on Mondays.
How many times does that go into a billion?
Dell spinning out VMware. I think this was kind of a known thing that was going to happen, but now it's officially happening.
Yeah, I think they disclosed they intended to do this as long ago as... Well, maybe it was last year. I don't remember. Yeah. It was a long time.
It feels like it's been, like, we've known it was coming. It's just finally coming. Yeah. Much like the asteroid that is hurling towards Earth. We know one's coming. We just don't know when.
It's just a matter of timing, yeah.
Just keep
timing. Timing is everything.
Timing really is everything. So, I don't know. You got anything going on this weekend?
No, and I hope it stays that way. How about you?
I think we're going to go to the horse barn.
The horse barn. Nice. Hopefully it's warm.
Well, the problem, so there's some sort of optimal temperature for barns in relation to how bad it smells, because the warmer it gets, the more the horses like sweat, the worse it gets. But like too cold, then it's just miserable to be there. So I think we're somewhere around like that optimal range, like 60 degrees is probably good. But as we careen towards Cicada Fest and the warm summers.
I saw a story about this in Cincinnati specifically. They were showing how you can identify where they're going to come out, because I guess little mounds.
The ground.
Appear. Yeah. The ground, right? It's, look down. See that? That's
where. Like if you got them coming out of your walls, you got a problem. Like, they're.
Thinking your feet are touching, that's where they
are. Yeah, no, it is going to be horrific here.
Oh, boy. When does it start? I can't wait now.
I don't know. So it depends on when the ground hits like a certain temperature. It's like 64 degrees average temperature. Then these little jerks.
Oh. And by the way, we are getting it. I asked one of my neighbors, or it doesn't matter who. Anyway, I asked somebody, and I was like, "Hey, you heard about this thing, right?" And blah blah. And like, you mean the 17-year one? Like, yeah. And he's like, "Yeah, we're getting that." Good. It's like, excellent.
Good. I'm glad we can suffer together, because that is how I like to go down on the ship.
Complaining.
Yep. So make sure to check out Behind the Tech with Kevin Scott. And that wraps it up for this week, folks. You can find links in the description of whatever on Threat.com. You can find the links and in all your podcast major podcast platforms. We'll be back on Monday. Hopefully you have a wonderful weekend.